It's time now for the message of God's grace, sponsored by the Devonshire Baptist Church, 6744 Viewway Drive in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Good morning, and thanks so much for joining us on the wonderful grace of Jesus, the radio broadcast of Devonshire Baptist Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works lest any man should boast." This is the message that we would like to bring to you this morning, reminding ourselves of God's wonderful grace and how God offers to each one the opportunity of receiving Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. As we look forward to our time together this morning in God's Word, in the encouragement of godly music, I trust the broadcast will be a great blessing to your heart. We begin today with a song entitled, "Wonderful Grace of Jesus," by the Stevenson family.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall His praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me.
Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus. Deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me.
Broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus.
Grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me,
broader than the scope of my transgression, sing it, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise His name.
Over 53 years ago, Devonshire Baptist Church began broadcasting the wonderful grace of Jesus in Charlotte. The message of God's grace extended to man over these years has never changed, and is founded upon the never-changing Word of God. It is the only hope man has for eternity in heaven, and genuine purpose and direction for life. The freeness and availability of salvation for all is only possible through the gift of God of His Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. All have that invitation to receive God's wonderful grace by repenting of their sin and placing their faith and trust in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. This is Pastor Glenn Stevenson, and I'd like to remind you about the ministry of Devonshire Baptist Church. We're located here in Charlotte at 6744 Viewway Drive. That's right near the intersection of Harris Boulevard and Plaza Road, one block from Devonshire Elementary School. We would count it a privilege to have you come and visit with us. Our services begin with Sunday school at 9:45 and our morning services at 11 o'clock. We have evening services at 6:30 p.m. every Sunday and Wednesday night. This morning, our theme for the broadcast is the same as the title of the broadcast, The Wonderful Grace of Jesus. With this being the last week of WHVN being on the air, the broadcast will focus on a reflection of history in the last 54 years that the Church has been broadcasting each week. We will also be looking at the encouragement of the present and the anticipation of what the Lord has in the future. We are grateful that the broadcast will still be airing each Saturday morning from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WAVO. That's found at 1150 a.m. and 105.1 FM. Previous and current broadcasts, along with the sermons from the pulpit of Devonshire Baptist Church, will also be available on our church website, devonshirebc.org. That's all lowercase, devonshirebc.org. Before we reminisce and look at God's Word, please listen to a song entitled, Leave It There.
If the world from you withhold all its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His word how He feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there.
Leave it there.
Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you'll trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If your body suffers pain, and your health you can't regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there.
Leave it there.
Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you'll trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. When your youthful days are gone, and old age is stealing on, and your body bends beneath the weight of care, He will never leave you then. He'll go with you to the end. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there.
Leave it there.
Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you'll trust and never doubt, surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you'll trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it.
It was on June 14, 1964, that the Belmont Park Baptist Church began under Pastor Gene Cole. Located at the corner of 15th and Pegram Streets, the ministry of Belmont Park Baptist Church grew and flourished. In 1968, the church moved to its new property on Viewway Drive, and the name was changed to Devonshire Baptist Church, reflecting the new community where the church was relocating. It was in those early years that Pastor Gene Cole was burdened to begin a radio broadcast to reach Charlotte with the message of God's free gift of salvation and the message of hope from God's Word, the Bible. For over 53 years now, that message has been reaching Charlotte, and for 52 years, Pastor Cole faithfully proclaimed the message each week. In October of 2018, Pastor Cole retired, and he and Mrs. Cole live now in Clemens, North Carolina, where they can be close to their family and enjoy their senior years. In the spring of 2019, the Lord led my wife Phyllis and I back to North Carolina and have thoroughly enjoyed God putting us at Devonshire Baptist Church. We are so thankful for God's people and the wonderful fellowship that we have and the freedom and privilege of preaching God's Word. I have also appreciated the opportunity over the past year of being able to continue the outreach of the broadcast and the privilege of speaking to you each Saturday morning. The message of salvation is the most important message that anyone can ever hear or give, and what a unique resource radio has been. Both Pastor Cole and I have so appreciated the staff at WHVN and how they have worked tirelessly to help and make sure the message has gotten out. They have been a wonderful blessing. As to the future, we at Devonshire Baptist Church look forward to the opportunities we have as we continue to give out the gospel and reach Charlotte and our world with the message of salvation. In addition to our regular weekly services, we look forward to the time that we have on WAVO to continue to give the gospel on the radio. We also look forward to expanding our outreach by not only making our radio broadcast available on the internet, but also sermons preached at the church. But this morning, I would like to remind you of the wonderful message of the hope that God has given. In the midst of this unique crisis in our nation, when a virus has threatened lives and livelihoods, when uncertainty is in the air, that the God of heaven offers us hope. That hope is the Word of God and is reflected in the very title of the broadcast, The Wonderful Grace of Jesus. From the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, the Bible says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast."
This morning, as we think and contemplate on the wonderful grace of God, it is unmerited favor. Someone has described it as the unmerited eternal salvation of God, which comes freely to the believing sinner as a gift through the atonement of Jesus Christ. It is receiving the opposite of what we deserve. It is the free forgiveness of sin and the offer of free imputed righteousness, which was purchased by Jesus Christ. Some have thought that they could work their way to heaven. Maybe you've been acquainted with a doctrine that teaches that if you work hard enough, that God will surely get you into heaven. I've heard people say before, "Well, I think that when I get to heaven, God's going to weigh my good and my bad, and I'm sure he'll let me in." The Bible teaches us that salvation does not come by works. The Bible tells us that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. From Romans chapter 3, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." And in verse 23 of that same text, he says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." My friend, we're born a sinner, and we need a Savior. We need someone beyond ourselves to give us eternal life. And the only one that is able, the only one that met the requirements, the sinless Son of God, who came to earth to die on the cross for our sins, is the only one that can give us eternal life. Again, some today believe that God has only extended his grace to some. My friend, this is totally opposite of the Word of God. When John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever," you step through the scripture and you recognize the whosoever's in God's Word, and how God offers to all salvation. Over and over again, Paul uses this term of grace. For example, in the book of Romans, it says, "And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." He says as well in Romans 1, "To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called of saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." We recognize from the Word of God it is the very basis of our salvation. Romans 5:15 says, "But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more than the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many." It is by God's grace to us that he sent Jesus to die for us. It was because of his love, not because of our merit. Again, all of my righteousness is filthy rags. For me personally, I grew up in church. Though growing up in church, it didn't make me a Christian. I remember as a teenager, young man, going to church here in Charlotte. I was involved in church. I tried to be involved in the different activities of the church, the youth ministries, went out on visitation. I tried to serve. But you know, none of that gave me eternal life. None of that can get me into heaven because we're a sinner. It is only God's grace. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9 says, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." Again, it's simply by God's grace. It's unique as well that the grace of God is sufficient to take care of our sin. For example, in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14 says, "And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." I remember many years ago, one of my sons was going through our town and knocking on doors and inviting people to church. And he went up to a porch and there was a couple of ladies sitting there, and he offered the lady a gospel tract, and he invited her to church. And he began to relate how that there's only one way to heaven, and that is through Christ Jesus. She said, "Son, I've never sinned before." My son was taken aback. How is this possible, someone to even think that they're not a sinner? But she was adamant in her expression and in her thought, that because she lived a good life, in her mind, a moral life, that she was all right. But the Bible reveals that which is totally different. It is sufficient, the love of God, the death of Christ on the cross, the grace of God, his shed blood, is the only thing that is sufficient to take care of our sins. Again, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Even the Apostle Paul, highly regarded throughout history as being very strong in the church and trying to do what's right, Paul recognized himself and he said he was chief regarding those being sinners. The grace of God as well, the Bible tells us in Titus 2 and verse 11, is available for all. "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." It's availability. Again, there's much wrong doctrine, false doctrine, that we hear being pervaded today that says God only extends his grace to some, and to those he extends his grace to, it is irresistible. My friend, again, that is in total disagreement with the Word of God. God offered his salvation to whosoever. As well as we find example after example in the Word of God of folks resisting the grace of God. In other words, God gives us the free will to accept or to reject him. He gives us the free will to be saved or to remain lost. He does not force us into salvation. If you note in John chapter 6, verse 35 and 36, the Bible says, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me, and believe not." They saw him, they heard them, but they rejected him. Again, God doesn't force himself on us. He simply makes the offer of salvation. And it's whether or not one accepts or rejects Christ. And you know, one of the sad things is many a person has grown up in church. seem to be active, seem to be interested in things of God, but may never truly have trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. When you look at the Word of God, when the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature, old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new, yet some seemingly profess salvation, but their lives never change. They still have a lust and desire for the world, and the Bible tells us in 1 John, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Well, what does that reveal to us? Again, where there's that love and that hunger for the things of the world, something is wrong spiritually. Yet man seems to think, I can work things out with God. I've heard people say before, God and I have this understanding. My friend, man may believe he has an understanding with God, but the Bible is truth. And as man has his own thinking and his own understanding, when it conflicts with the Word of God and the truth of the Word of God, it is false. So we notice from Scripture on the grace of God that it is the basis of our salvation. It is also the basis of how we are to live. It should characterize a life and that a change has been made. Notice from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, we then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted. In the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. When God saves us, it changes our life. We come to him, we accept Christ as our Savior, it does change our life. And in this passage, there will be a desire not to do that which is wrong that would offend the cause of Christ. Oh, not that we can't backslide. But when I backslide, when I go against the Word of God, when I do my own thing, when I sin, the Bible tells me from the book of Hebrews regarding the love of God, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. So what does God do? He chastens me when I walk away from him as a Christian, because he loves me. He wants the best for me. He would rather bless me than punish me, but he will stand by his righteousness. The basis how we're supposed to live, it enables our service. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, Paul makes this comment. He says, by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Not only do we see God showing and extending to us his grace and his mercy and salvation, but it is the foundation point of how I ought to live my life. It is his grace that enables me for service. I'm not anything. There's no person that can exalt himself above God or even come near to God. In fact, the Bible tells in the book of Colossians that in all things he might have the preeminence. He's supposed to have first place. But if I'm truly born again, God's grace will enable me and help me in serving him and pleasing him. Here again in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul says, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. When Paul was relating to this church at Corinth, how he was serving God, he was trying to do what was right for God, but he recognized that God was in charge. And as he laid the foundation was in God. The foundation was in his word. God's grace helped Paul and those who were with him to minister the Word of God. And he looked to God for his strength and his help. Paul recognized he was enabled by God's power and God's grace to serve. Whereof I was made a minister, it says in Ephesians 3, according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Now, how do we apply this? Serving in church, if you know Christ Jesus is your Savior, you need to be faithful in his church, a church that preaches and teaches the Word of God, that follows the Word of God, that is obedient to the Word of God. and then faithfully serving and faithfully attending the church. I'm thankful that the Lord has allowed me to be a part of churches that have a desire to follow the Word of God, that's the rule of faith and practice. That's the only thing we can depend on, folks, is God's truth. And so when we have that as our foundation and we look to Him, then when we get ready to serve, maybe as a Sunday school teacher, maybe in a position of leadership, we may look and say, I just don't have that kind of ability. I don't have that strength. I don't have that knowledge. But with God's grace and His help, He can enable us and does enable us to serve Him. We may look at others and think they can speak better, they can sing better, but we're not looking for the favor of man. We're looking for the obedience to God and to serve Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. My friend, first of all, do you know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior? If you died today, are you 100% sure you go to heaven? If not, won't you recognize that God extended His grace to you and loves you so much that He wants you to come to Him? And then if you know Christ is your Savior, are you living like it? Are we doing disservice to the very grace of Christ that gave Himself for us and desiring to live any way we want to? Something's wrong. Either you need to get right with God or you need to come to Him and trust Christ your Savior. And thirdly, we need to tell others about Jesus. Tell them that God loves them so much that He's offered them eternal life in heaven. And it's only by the grace of God that He offers free salvation because of what Jesus did in paying the price of His life in His shed blood on the cross.
It's been so good to be with you on the broadcast this morning, and I trust that God's Word has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to invite you to visit us at Devonshire Baptist Church. Our regular church services on Sundays are at 9:45 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. for the morning service, and 6:30 p.m. for the evening service. We also have Wednesday night services every week, and they're also at 6:30 p.m. I'd also invite you to visit us on the web. Our web address for Devonshire Baptist Church is devonshirebc.org. That's all lowercase, devonshirebc.org, where you can find out more information about the church, the times of its services, its history, as well as listen in again to some of the radio broadcasts that have aired and the sermons from the pulpit of Devonshire Baptist Church. I trust you'll have a wonderful day, and thank you again for the great privilege of being able to share God's Word with you each week. Bye-bye.
For the past half hour, you have been listening to The Wonderful Grace of Jesus with Pastor Glenn Stevenson of the Devonshire Baptist Church. Listen again next week at the same time on WAVO.